वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 47। स सप्रसीता त्वं अस्माकं आकांक्षतां दर्शनं ते परिभ्रष्टा सत्कर्मणां कीर्त्यमाने नृभिर्नाम्नि यज्ञेश ते यज्ञ विघ्ना क्षयं यान्ति तस्मै नमः। सप्रसीदत्तम् अस्माकं आकांक्षतां दर्शनं ते परिभ्रष्टसत्कर्मणां कीर्त्यमाने नृभिर्नाम नाम्नि यज्ञेश ते यज्ञविघ्नक्षयं यान्ति तस्मै नमः। सप्रसीदत्वमस्माकम् आकांक्षतां दर्शनं ते परिभ्रष्टसत्कर्मणां कीर्त्यमाने नृभिर्नाम्नि यज्ञेश ते यज्ञविघ्नक्षयं यान्ति तस्मै नमः। सप्रसीदत्वमस्माकम् आकांक्षतां दर्शनं ते परिभ्रष्टसत्कर्मणां कीर्त्यमाने नृभिर्नाम्नि यज्ञेश ते यज्ञविघ्नक्षयं यान्ति तस्मै नमः। सप्रसीदत्वमस्माकम् आकांक्षतां दर्शनं ते परिभ्रष्टसत्कर्मणां कीर्त्यमाने नृभिर्नाम्नि यज्ञेश ते यज्ञविघ्नक्षयं यान्ति तस्मै नमः। स दैट सेम पर्सन प्रसीद बी प्लीस्ड त्वं यू अस्माकं अपॉन अस आकांक्षता एवेटिंग दर्शनम ऑडियंस ते युअर परिभ्रष्ट फॉलन डाउन सत्कर्मणां ऑफ हुम द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस Kirtyamane, being chanted. Nribhi, by persons. Namni, your holy name. Yajna Isha, of O Lord of Sacrifice. Te, your Yajna Vigna, obstacles. Kshayam, destruction. Yanti, attain. Tasmai, unto you. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Dear Lord, we are awaiting your audience because we have been unable to perform the yajnas according to the Vedic rituals. We pray unto you, therefore, to be pleased with us. Simply by chanting your holy name, one can surpass all obstacles. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you in your presence. Purport. The Brahmana priests were very hopeful that their sacrifice would be carried out without obstacles. Now the Lord Vishnu was present. It is significant in this verse that the Brahmana says, simply by chanting your holy name, we can surpass the obstacles. But now you personally present. The performance of Yajna by Daksha was obstructed by the disciples and followers of Lord Shiva. The Brahmanas indirectly criticized the followers of Shiva because the Brahmanas were always protected by Lord Vishnu, Shiva's followers could not do any harm to their persecution of the sacrificial process. There is a saying that when Krishna protects someone, no one can do any harm, and when Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect him. The vivid example of Ravana. Ravana was a great devotee of the Lord Shiva. But when Lord Ramachandra wanted to kill him, Lord Shiva could not protect him. If some demigod, even the Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, wants to do harm to a devotee, Krishna protects the devotee. But when Krishna wants to kill someone, such as Ravana or Hiranyakashipu, no demigod can protect him. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhudale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Sopatantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutapatakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Rugunatanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Savadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, Saprasidatam Asmakam Angshatam Akangshatam Darshanam Te Paribhrishta Satkarmana Kirtyamani Nirbiru Namni Yajneshate Yajna Viknakshayam Yandi Tasmai Namaha. Dear Lord, we are awaiting your audience because we have been unable to perform the yajnas according to the Vedic rituals. We pray unto you, therefore, to be pleased with us. Simply by chanting your holy name, one can surpass all obstacles. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you in your presence. So we are discussing from the Srimad Bhagavatam. The section is the sacrifice performed by Daksha. So the entire episode is very instructive for us. Like last time also we have discussed the effects of the offenses. Now also we can see that even, you know, by only the superior intervention, they were able to rectify and they will be able to complete the yajñas, means. And while I was studying this verse, I was thinking what, you know, what should be the theme of the class. And it is very obvious, it is written there, like, you know, by chanting, simply by chanting your holy name, one can surpass all obstacles, means. So even though it is a very high subject of chanting the holy name and speaking about the holy name, I thought, means, at least I will study something for that sake about the holy name, I can speak. So what I am going to speak is not, you know, is that I realized it or anything, but I, whatever I understood from Srila Prabhupada and you know, Maharaj class and other devotees classes, I try to speak something that the importance of the holy name for us means. Because it is the, and it said that Krite Dhyayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajade Makair Paricharya Dabare Paricharya Kalotad Hari Kirtanat means. In the Kali Yuga, there is only the one process which works. So in one of the classes, Shyamanandru was giving an example, means like, you know, all these four windows are open all the times. You know. But in Kali Yuga, you will only see, because all other windows may be empty, means nobody will be standing there. Because in Kali Yuga, only this window is open. It's not that there is nothing works out there, but it's very difficult to process it that. See that in Kali Yuga, the only thing we can execute, you know, means Bhagavatam also says, Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya Kalau Asmi Yugejana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagyahi Bhatrida, means. In general, people are very less intelligent and very unfortunate and everything. So here also we can see they are doing some sacrifice, means. It's very difficult to do some sacrifice in this age of Kali, means. So many obstacles keep coming in that. Like in the example of from the 8th canto, the Beli Maharaj and Shukracharya. Means, Shukracharya says a nice verse there. Means when after the entire episode is over, Vamandeva asks, so how is your disciple? What happened to your disciple? Means. But Shukracharya with a deep conviction, he says that, you know, Mantradas Tantradas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastudaha Sarvam Karodi Nichidram Anusankirtanam Tava, means. That means they know very well, means, what is the actual import of the Vedas, but somehow they have other priorities also, means. So it's very interesting to note that words, like, you know, Mandradas Tantrajas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastudaha Sarvam Karodi Nichidram Anusankirtanam Tava, means. So whenever you are performing any activities, especially Vedic sacrifices or any other pujas we do, means, like many day, every day we are doing deity worship. And there are, before that we have that Manasa puja and other things. We can know that even we're there for that 5 minutes to focus our attention, even it is Manasa puja, that at least mentally let us offer our prayers to our Guru Parampara and others. It's very difficult to focus there itself, means. Our mind keeps going from here and there like that. So he says mantradas. First one is mantra. Especially in this Kali Yuga, even a normal, like I was discussing with one devotee, means he's coming from a, like, you know, background where from childhood only he started practicing the Vedic mantras and everything. But then he was telling that it is very difficult to pronounce the mantras because we lost the habit of speaking Sanskrit. In our tradition, you have to, like, if you go to South Indian temples, you can see that, you know, they keep chanting various mantras. Recently, I went to Anandapatmanabha temple, means. There, the Lord has been woken up at 3:30 and the Abhishek starts at 4:20. So, 3:30 till 4:20 and till 4:30 the Abhishek goes on. Till there, they keep chanting all the various suktas, you know, Vishnu sukta, Sri sukta, and all those suktas they chant. And we can see it's not normal way they chant. There is a typical way that you have to chant that mantras. Even while doing our Abhishek Purusha Sukta, we attempt to do in that way, but sometimes the dirgha and the all those matras and everything, we will not, because it's need a lot of practice. From the childhood itself you have to practice, means that is one of the reasons, when Jiva Goswami's commentary, I think in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that even though we say that the moment one is ready, even if once they chant the holy name, he is fit to do all the Vedic sacrifices and everything like that. But then in that commentary he writes, it means we can give the respect to that devotee, in that way, he is fit enough to do that sacrifices, or somebody who is already doing that sacrifices, he is also equally qualified with that. But practically, can they do it now? It will no. Because this needs a lot of training. It's not the sister. Yeah. From the childhood itself, they have to, lot of practices is there. He's been trained in the proper way, the mantra, especially the mantra ucharan means. Now we can itself see that many times Bhagavatam. So this sloka itself means the meter. I was figuring out which meter it doesn't fit in, whatever at least known to me means. I was struggling with some verses are coming. So then okay, whatever comes, we'll chant. So what about the mantras? And even in the Bhagavatam, the story of Vritrasur comes, Toshta. That itself shows how the efficacy of the pronunciation is very important for that. Means, Indra, he offended. Again, that comes from the offense only. Means, he offended Brihaspati. Because once Brihaspati entered into the assembly, of Indra was sitting with his wife and he was enjoying the dance and kirtans and everything. But he failed to recognize the entry of his spiritual master. And then so the spiritual master didn't told anything. He didn't corrected him there. He just quietly returned back to his home. But after some time, suddenly Indra realized that, I have offended spiritual master, which is not good. He suddenly became to come to his senses. So then immediately he wanted to beg apology and everything. But then Brihaspati could understand, Indra is planning such and such things. Then he became invisible to them. Then, as soon as the chance comes, even if we become a little bit inattentive, Maya is waiting for us to get attacked. So Indra was done that offense. Now it is very, the demons came to know about it. Shukracharya came to know about it. He told his disciples, now it is the right time, you go and attack. So then things were going, and then finally they approached the Vishwarup to do the performance of the sacrifice. So that they can, then he gives the Narayan Kavach and all the story goes. But then Vishwarup, from his father's side, he is connected to the demigods. But the mother's side, he has a relation with the demons also. So along with, while offering the Ahutis for the, Indraya Swaha, Idam Agnaya Swaha, along with that, he was doing something for the demons also. Here, in the beginning, they couldn't detect, but demigods, slowly they understood there is something fishy going on. The moment they understood that he is doing for the demons also, he cut off his three heads. Then Toshta became very angry. He performs an yagya. Again, there he mispronounces something in a grammatical way. So the effect was, Vritrasur came. His intention was somebody who will kill Indra, but it became that instead of he has been killing Indra, Indra killed him. So we have to be very careful while even chanting the mantras that way. And then tantra, practicing all the regulatory principles means we also do so many mudras and everything. Sometimes our mudras, we are not so clear what mudra we have to do, and we knowingly or unknowingly, we take the benefit of mantra means, we know that at the end of the puja, mantra just, mantra heenam, kriya heenam, we can just. So it's very difficult to do practice that also for us. Then desha, purity of the place means, it's very important for that. Any yagya or any other sacrifice, any deity worship, we know means very careful while entering the deity room itself. We do the first of all, we have to take proper bath. And if you go to the south, they have to go actually dip in the water in the pond with the same clothes. And then they excuse it and they wear that wet cloth and they go inside the altar, means what the puja and everything. You know, because even dry cloth can be contaminated, means where you have kept dried it, who touched it, who don't touch it, you don't know, means. So in a wet cloth they do the pujas, means. So there is lot of purificatory processes are also there in the Vedas for these things, like even if a non-believer enters, you know, once in Guruvayur, that become a big issue. One of the local political person, you know, he was actually a minister, central minister. He was doing some aviation or something like that. He is coming from a Hindu family and his wife was Christian. So his son got married in Guruvayur temple. So his wife also naturally came there. So as soon as the wedding is over, everybody gone, the temple closed and done a big puja. They didn't announce it publicly, but of course people are waiting for to take, like in Sabarimala recently, you know, the Tantri, means who is the authority on the ritualistic affairs, he told to close the altar and close the temple and do the, you know, pratikriya, means whatever is there, you have to do that. So it become very hue and cry, means how can you, means, you know, humanity, all these human rights activists and secularists, all the people come into picture, means, you know. Even they don't allow even that the famous singer of South India, Yeshudas, means, you know, he most 90% of his devotional bhajans or kirtan he sang is for Krishna only. And most of the famous kirtans are of Krishna is sung by him, that is most popular, not even by any Hindus. But he took a very, you can say devotional approach to that. His response when somebody asked him in an interview that, you know, you have been singing for so many years for the Guruvayur Lord and they don't allow you. What is your view, means? He feel that, I feel I am most unfortunate, then I feel that, you know, even the rats and the cats, means, you know, in temple there is nobody can stop a rat. We also have experience in our altar also, a rat gets in. So definitely there is rats and cockroaches are there. I feel I am even unqualified than them. I mean, they have the ability, they have the access to the temple. But tomorrow I don't have the access. I will wait one day when Krishna will give me the access. Means that is of course, that is also okay. Some type of devotion is there in him that, you know, he can speak actually the truth, means. Not barging into the, you know, temple. Many times we also make that mistake when we go to Jagannath Puri and others, you know, we try to sneak through, break the rules and regulations and other things to eagerly awaiting to take the darshan of the Lord. That enthusiasm or that eagerness is good. But as far as the rules and regulations are concerned, like we can see from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime that he never forced Haridas Thakur to come inside. He didn't tell her, I am only Jagannath, you come, I will take you inside. They were very particular about keeping the, you know, traditions intact. Even Rup Sanatan Goswami, when they were there, they never forced him to go inside the temple or anything. But we try to sneak through the various alternatives into that. So desha, the purification, means whenever we are doing the yajna, means you might have observed many times, we may not be aware of it, but they do that, you know, they put the kushagras, you know, saptasyas and parideya, trisapta samhita akrita, Devayat Yaknyam Tanu, means like all the various procedures are there on the seven sides. They put the, what is that, kushagras. And then they actually inviting the Ashtadik Palakas, you know, the demigods who are in charge of the directions, Dik Palakas, inviting them to do the protections. So purity means, even when we had the fire sacrifice here for the installation of the Vrindavan Vihari and for Madan Mohan there. So we were put one person in the night there. Why? Otherwise in the night, dogs will go and sleep there. So even today we have to, with very difficulty, we have to achieve that. So that is desha. And even Vishwamitra's yagyas, we know the famous, you know, pastime from Ramayana, that Vishwamitra has to call upon Ram to help him to protect from that, you know, inauspiciousness are created by the demons, Tataka and others like that. Then Kala, time. You know. So everything has Especially in our tradition, we see that people see that Rahu Kaal is from this time to this time. So many people have by heart that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there is a time. This time we are not supposed to do any auspicious activities. We also many times does according to our circumstances, wherever is applicable. So the time is very important. The Muhurta, if the Muhurta is over, it's very difficult. The famous pastime we can think, I was thinking, was about the Nanda Maharaj getting into the waters after. He was also fasting for an Ekadasi, Antvadasi. So there is a Parana time, and there is a specific time where you can enter into the water, not before this particular time, means especially after only Brahma Muhurta time only you can enter. So there was some time constraint, so he was entered into the water earlier. So Varuna's assistant got hold of him and took him to the abode of Varuna. Of course, it has another meaning, like they wanted to see, means Varuna wanted to see the form of, he wanted to see Krishna personally. So he understood it is father of Krishna, so he welcomed him and treated him properly. But we can see that the message is for us is that there is a proper kala for every activity what we do in our life, means any puja or anything we have, waking up the Lord early morning, we have to do that, like that. Then arha, the recipient has to be also qualified, otherwise what will happens, means like King Drga, the famous another example, means small mistake here and there, some goof up happens, it's gone. Like in the modern age, the charity has been given to many people by people. We don't know what they are doing with that. You may be giving. That's why we always been told to keep prasad with us while living on the, because the act of charity cannot be stopped. Because that otherwise we will also become hard-hearted. So we have to give charity. So what charity you have to give, means the best is harina. If not possible, give some prasad, which people can connect to Krishna. So if you give them 1 rupee or 2 rupee or whatever it is, we don't know what they will do, then that will also affect us. Means there is no guarantee for that. And vastu, the ingredients. We know, means in ghee, in the name of ghee, what all things are available in the market, nobody knows, means what it is, means. Recently I was, discussion of our, this temple, the procurement, kitchen, we were working on some details of that. Then I got an information that in the market, now the ghee comes is actually vegetable fat added with some essence of ghee, which is available in our Crawford market abundantly. That essence is available. One small, 100 ml, you can make 100 kg of ghee. So nice fragrance comes. And then color, there is no problem. We can make any color combination. But that is actually our old dalda, or that vanaspati oil, means vanaspati ghee, which we were made famous, means like. So with that ghee, we are doing the yajnas, means even abhishek. So there is no guarantee of what is the material we get. So with all those things, how can we perform a proper sacrifice? Means with all these things available in earlier days, people were not able to please the Lord with doing the sacrifice. Okay, they have to struggle for that. But now, with all these additional conditions, how can we please the Lord with all those things? Means. So that's why Krishna is also merciful. He gives concession for us. Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. So if we can do the chanting of the holy name properly, we can please the Lord. Means. So there are various quotations from the Shastras. We can see that. Kaler Doshanithe Rajan Asti Hi Eko Mahangunan Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sankaparam Prachet, means in this Kali Yuga, so Kirtanadeva Krishnasya means only thing is chanting the holy name of the Lord, means. So even though we know that the Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy name of the Lord, but many times, even though we know it, but in practice it's very difficult. How much serious we are in practicing that, means we have been repeatedly hearing that holy name is the only solace for us. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, while instructing, I think, Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Bhajanera Matya Shrestha Navavida Bhakti. Krishna Prema, Krishna Dide Dhara, Mahashakti. Among the ways of executing devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods are the best for those, for these processes have great potency to deliver Krishna and extract love for him. Means, among the various processes of devotional service, these 9 processes, you know, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, that, you know, that is the best process. And among, even in that, Tara Mathye Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtan. Niraparade Nama Laila Paye Premadhan. Tara Mathye Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtan. So it is Sankirtan, that is the most important. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, means here also the, you know, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. You know, it is Kirtan, it is in a collective coming together and chanting. That is the most important activity in the Kali Yuga. And there is no, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mercifully tells us, you know, Namna Makari Bahuda Anija Sarva Shaktis Tatrarpida Na Niyamena Smaranena Kala. There is no hard and fast rule for that. Okay. So we have seen, for doing a normal sacrifice, there is so much of restrictions. But for doing a Harinam or taking the holy name of the Lord, there is no specific rules and regulations. We know that, okay, we say that there is no specific rules and then, but there is a big thing in the end, every day we chant, the 10 things to just take care of it, the 10 offenses to the holy name. So even though we generally say that there is no hard and fast rule for the holy name, you know, it has its own effects. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, there is one disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He write a book like Sri 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 Harinam Maham Mahima Amrita. So in that he explains that first one is Nama Aparath. When we take the holy name, we take it with, means many times it is with Aparath. And we don't know, means, you know, what are the rules and regulations. And last time we discussed that, you know, Vaishnava Aparath. The most important aparath is Vaishnava aparath, means other things can be somehow managed. We can say that Guru Ravagya, means I think rarely people have issue with the Guru, means they accept Gurus, means like, and of course Shiva and Brahma, we are not so much worried about that. Sruti Shastra Ninda, that also is not, we accept everything. But side mein baju mein jo baitha unke sath thoda problem hai, because we are living in the association of devotees. That is a, that is, that's why it is the first offense, Vaishnava Ninda. The last time we discussed, you know, what are the 6 ways we are, you know, Handi Nindandi, Vaidveshti, Vaishnava Na Abhinandati. Then Krudhyade Yatino Harsham, Darshane Patatani Shat. Means these 6 things, you know, last time we discussed that. Means all these 6 things are the immediate cause where you are guaranteed that you are making an offense. So actually it's a gradual process from Darshane Yatino Harsham. If you don't feel happy when you see a Vaishnava, from there only everything else start. Krodha, then no greetings, you know. Then the Dvesha comes, then Ninda, you start openly blaspheming him. Finally nothing works, you wanted to finish him off, kill. So we gradually progress in that way. So aparadha is the main issue while taking care of the chanting, we have to do that. So that is the, that 10 things, if we take care of it, then we can do our whole, the sadhana properly. So as far as Harinam is concerned, the first one is without aparath. Sorry, the first one is with aparath, sometimes when you start. So aparath can be intentional or unintentional. Okay. So in the beginning days, we may not be aware that what are the full integrities of aparath and all those things. Somebody makes some mistake. So even if it is unintentional, or unknowingly he is doing it, it has its effect. So he says that when we are doing aparath unintentionally, the result is nama offers, still nama works. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that nama is like a spark of fire. You know, whether knowingly or unknowingly you are dealt with that fire, what will happen? It will burn. So it has its effect. So it says that when unintentionally you make some offenses and you are keep chanting, so it gives you, the result is it gives you heavenly pleasures, which is actually achieved by all this ritualistic process of sacrifices and all those things, yagyas and everything. Similarly, on the other hand, if you intentionally make aparath while doing the Harinam, then that will give you the pain of the all the hellish conditions of life means. That will give you that. And from there it comes to the Nama Abhas stage means, where you somehow crosses that offense platform, but then there is no full conviction. There is no Sambandha Gyan for that means. Sambandha Gyan means, like, you know, we don't have full conviction or realization, okay, you know, I am infinitely spiritual, like, you know, the small particle and Krishna is the Supreme Master, I have to serve him. That Sambandha Gyan is not yet developed. But he is trying to chant without offenses. You know, that comes with like a stage of Nama Abhas. From there, when you get the proper understanding, what is our relationship between we and the Lord, you know, then we practice with proper understanding, then it is Shuddhanam. That is a stage which takes a lot of time for us, at least with all our anarthas and everything, we are struggling with that. Means. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nija Sarva Shaktis means, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. He is saying that Holy Name and Krishna, there is no difference. He has put all the energies, Nija Sarva Shaktis. So there is a famous verse from Padma Purana which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, like, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvat Nama Namni means, he says that. There is no difference between Nama and Namni means. So it's interesting to note that verse that, you know, basically four adjectives has been used in that verse, like Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya, Chaitanya means basically consciousness, Rasa means the mellows, and Vigra, it is the form of that mellows, the, you know, the devotional mellows, what we call, you know, Raso Vai Saha, means he is that Rasa, you know, Rasam Hi Evayam Latha Anandam Bodhi. Only by reaching that is the only source of Ananda for us, means. So that Rasa is, the Holy Name is that Rasa, means Krishna. And he is Purna, he is complete. Spurna means is complete. There is like, you know, Om, what is that? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachade Purnasya Purnamevaya Purnameva Vasishade. We read it in Ishopanishad, the invocation prayers. He is completely Purna. So, Nam is also complete. There is no deficiency in that. Then Shuddha is pure. Pure means Nam is without any material contamination. The Holy Name is always pure. So many times we have this doubt, okay, if it is pure, and we are anyway dealing with only the material vibrations, Hare Krishna we are saying, and apparently looks to us, it is a material syllables we are pronouncing it. But we can say, Narottam Das Thakur says, what is Harinam? Golokera Premadhana. So it has descended in this material world for the benefit of us. So there is a beautiful verse in Namashtaka by Srila Rupa Goswami. He explains, it is that Parama Akshara Akrita. He says, Jaya Namadaya Munivarga Geya. Means all glory is the Holy Name, which is always sung by the Munis, the devotees of the Lord. Janaranchanaya, means is giving pleasure to all the devotees, you know, for the entire world. Janaranchanaya, then Parama Akshara Akrite means it's the transcendental akshara, it is not the normal akshara. Means many times we have that problem, means many times devotees, you know, when we go for preaching, when we speak about this, devotees, people challenge, means what is the difference between this and any other letters, means. We know from Prabhupada first time that many people wanted to chant other mantras, they tried, some people tried Coca-Cola and all those things, we hear in many classes that. But they, nobody could get that satisfaction. So the essence, like the effect of a medicine is known by, how do you know the medicine is effective or not? Its result, the symptoms will slowly start coming down. So we know that, you know, Shastra says, by taking offenselessly the name, we have certain things, you know, we can personally perceive it. Nice. Because Nam is like, you know, for us at this point of time it's not tangible, means like, you know, we are on based on the faith, Shraddha, whatever has been given to us by our gurus, you know, the Guru Parampara, we are based on that, we are still working on it. But we can see sometimes there is, in our personal experience also, we can see that yes, it works. You know, slowly, slowly we can understand it. But it may take time. You know, because it is not so easy that the Naam is easily, it is easily available because of our own personal anarthas, we are not able to connect with it properly. With that. So it is Shuddha, even like Shuddha Mapabhavittham. You know, Krishna is, in Isha Upanishad it is given, Shuddha Mapabhavittham. So holy name is also, is Shuddha. And it is Nitya Mukta, means it is eternally liberated. Because, why? It is not of this material world. It is anywhere from spiritual world only. So there is no entanglement for that. It is always liberated. Means, like Krishna. You know? So, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahim Indriye means. So, with this contaminated senses, we will not be, never be able to grasp that. Because it is coming from the spiritual world. In one of the class, Prabhupada says that, you know, because Krishna is so pure that if a devotee want to get his association, he also has to be that same quality. You know, he gives the example of a rod, we put it in the fire. It also become fiery. So if you want to go to Krishna, so he says that you won't become God, like some many impersonalists say that, you know, you also become a God. But you become godly. There is a huge difference between the, both the statements. You become godly means that godly qualities will come upon you, means slowly start manifesting you. Means. So unless and until we become that much pure, so it is very difficult to get the direct association of holy name also means. Because anarthas will book. It is like a the cloud is covering the sun. Actually, sun cannot be covered by any cloud means. Comparing the size of the sun means it's small only clouds. But from our vision, you know, Shyamananda once was talking some managerial things. You know, he was giving a nice example that the problems of this material world is like that, you know, means we are always seeing it with a, like, you know, if you take a 25 paise near to this, you cannot see anything. So all these problems are like that. We are too closely observing the problems. So then you cannot see anything beyond that. So if you take a distant, you know, stay away for some time and have a different look, then it is clear, oh, it is not nothing much serious. So, you know, the, one of the classes also Maharaj says, you know, Radhanath Swami Maharaj says that, don't take all this material, whatever the problems comes in this material world very seriously. And many times it is only for the time being, it is there, after 1 week or so, you even forget about that problem. But at that time, it is like, you know, excruciating pain. Means you say, that is it, I am going to finish now. So many unnecessarily thoughts comes to our mind, which disturbs us. So he says, don't take so these things so seriously. But if it is concerning to devotional service, you have to take it seriously. I'm saying, in general, the materialist problems like that. So it is Nitya Mukta also. So na niyamita means there is no specific rules. You know. So one of the examples we can discuss is about the sixth canto. Yamaraj is instructing his yamadutas like Sanketyam Parihasyamba Stobam Helane Eva. You know. Vaikuntha nama grihanam ashesha akha aram. Means sanketyam pariyasma. Even if you are doing it as a, like, you know, sanketyam, you know, parihasya means even if you are jokingly telling or telling for something else, okay, you are calling somebody, like there is Ajamal called Narayan, his son. He was not calling the Narayan. So fortunately, we all have the spiritual names, means. But we have to also add Prabhu for that. You know? By calling that names also, we are, you know, in earlier days, we can see that many names are like only devotional names only. Only Lord's names. You know, Radha Krishna or Gopinath. Like that names only people have been used. Sitaram. So by calling them, unknowingly, they are getting some price credit for that. Like that. So, in whatever way we approach the holy name, so there is some effect. Right? So, in the beginning, when Sukadeva Goswami actually starts speaking, in the second canto itself, he says, Yeta nirvidya mananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nirva nirnitam arer namanu kirtanam. So, So in the very onset itself, he says that holy name is the only source, means whatever may be your desires, nirvidyamananam or ichchatam, means even you don't have any desires, or you have many desires to be fulfilled, or you are maybe a yogi, Harer Namanu Kirtanam is the only solace for us. And then na kala niyamita na kala, so there is no, Sayyidina Prabhu is, in his personal example, he told how the kala is not affecting us, means for any other procedure, I say, as we discussed, that we have to take bath and everything. So one day, the famous example from Gopal Guru of Chaitanya Leela, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going for passing, attending his call of nature. So he couldn't control his tongue from stopping from chanting the holy name. So he was, biting on the tongue. So Gopal was a small boy. So he saw this and asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Mahaprabhu, you are saying, preaching of the holy name and everything, and how are you biting the tongue like this? Means, so Sayyidina Prabhu says that, I couldn't stop, holy name coming from my mouth, means. But I am doing such a, attending the natures of the call, means, how can I chant the holy name? Because it is pure, I am doing an impure activity. So then he asks, means, what happens if somebody leaves the body while, attending to the calls of nature, what happens? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yeah, you are speaking the tattva, the proper philosophy you are teaching me. Then he started calling him, actually his name was something else. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call him Gopal. I don't remember what was the earlier name. Then he added the guru. So now you are a guru, means. So there is no specific, then he later became known as Gopal Guru. He was associated with the Vakreshwar Pandit and that Radhakant Mutt. After Vakreshwar Pandit, he took care of the Radhakant Mutt. So there is no specific rules and regulations for chanting the holy name. But in that, sometimes we take it very casually, that there is no rules and regulations, means. Like, we also do while chanting, we do offer dandavats. Somebody comes and gives a Mahaprasad, that also we take it. But for anything else, we cannot do that. Means we are very well aware of it. But we are taking undue advantages of these things. There is no niyama and kala. But that doesn't mean that we can completely ignore it. We have to be very serious. Otherwise what will happen? You have been given this jewel. If you don't take it seriously, you will lose it. One chance is gone. At least for our 16 rounds, we are not asking for the entire day. When we are supposed to chant that 16 rounds, Radhanath Swami Maharaj very often tells us, coming together and sit and chant, means in the temple hall. And whenever he is there in the temple in Chaupati, I was saying that he makes sure that at least if he is not well, he may not come for the Mangalarati. But for chanting, he comes and sits there. He may be sick. Still, he comes and sits there and do his chanting. Coming together for chanting, and at least we have given that much time. Means here we get from 5:10 to almost 7 o'clock. So even at least that time, we very genuinely, if we are not serious about it, we will not be able to get the benefit of it. How much time we understand, okay, we are chanting and hearing, means at least I'm speaking personally, means many times mind get diverted only, but we don't put any serious effort on that. Time is running fast. Now people are coming into 40, some people are already crossed 40, some are 50 plus also. We don't know how much more time we have. If you want to perfect it, we need to put our effort into that. Yajnai sankirtane praye yajandhi sumethasa, means only intelligent people take to this process, means. So we claim to be intelligent, but then apparently when we actually doing our practice, we don't show that. Means it is very simple that you have to be attentive only for that 2 hours. If you are very careful, then the rest of the thing. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his articles, he says that actually that sravana, kirtana and smarana, these four things, is in connection with the nama, rupa, guna and leela. It reveals. People can easily connect with the guna or leela. Means Bhagavadam vividly says people are attached to that leela first. But it says that can be only revealed first when you connect all these three with the nama first. When the nama, means I am just speaking whatever is written, means I have not realized it. I don't know how does it happen or anything, but I am saying, I am repeating whatever he has written. That there is an article by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sajjana Toshni or something, Sri Harinam. Okay. So, nice article. See, right there. So, we have to first connect it with. In this material world, that is the, he says only there are two things spiritual in this material world. One is Jiva. And second thing is the holy name. Everything else material in this world. So if you want to get connected with that, then you have to put our endeavors. Means, you know, so only by the mercy of the devotees, proper sangha, like we mentioned, we have to be very careful about the aparath. You know, even that first thing we can, if you don't offend the Vaishnavas, at least those who are around us, means for the time being, at least focus on that, okay, I have to be very careful. You know, you have to take some steps in that, like, you know, direction means. Many times we fail to do that means. We take casually our associations and whatever facilities has been given. Means Maharaj has, you know, created the Vrindavan. So, you know, how many times we go for taking darshan or anything, hardly we will be able to go there. Means if we spend some time, you know, our consciousness can be adjusted. Means like, otherwise we will be always in that passionate mode. Even though we are doing the activity as a devotion, if the consciousness is not proper, means, you know, Vyasadeva tells, Narada Muni tells Vyasadeva, yatat samsujitam brahma tapatre chikichitam, yad ishare bhagavati karma karmani bhavita. Means like, you know, that is the only solution. Whatever we do, it should do it for Krishna. So our intention is that, but sometimes we forget that intention, that it is not for Krishna. For sometimes we occupy our own, like, you know, I am in the center. Means like, you know, so when that comes, it is very difficult to again relate with all those things. Means Vaishnava aparath and all those things we forget. So when we deal with the material, how do we deal with the matter? The same way deal with our fellow devotees also. So if we can focus on that, then we can also take to the holy name very seriously. So at least, you know, I was thinking that, you know, it is time has already passed out, you know, and we don't know how long we will be again available with the proper consciousness and everything. So whatever time is available, if we can take seriously to the holy name and come together for the least morning japa sessions, we can sit together and chant. So that will help us a lot, means. The results are guaranteed. It can take care of everything, like Nas is mentioned in the Bhagavadam, that it can remove all the obstacles, provided you take it in a serious way. So these were my thoughts on this, means. If, you know, if anybody has any comments or questions, we can just discuss it. Yes, Madhavan Prabhu, any comments?
I have two questions. One is for the Yuga Dharma, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking constantly about Sankirtan. And, you know, for devotees, all of you are staying in the temple, so there is at least some opportunity every day that you are dancing in the either Guru Puja or Mangaladi. Some chances there for Sankirtan. For Grihasthas who are staying outside, all of us, our only connection is Japa. And occasionally, that also, you know, it is taken away by something. Maybe there's simultaneously some meeting, it goes away. So how do we look at that? That is one. And what is your recommendation for grihasthas like us? That is one question. The second is that, as you mentioned, that there are a lot of things like the time we do things, and the ritual exactly how we follow, and the things we offer, all these things are very important. And you gave very nice examples of Haridas Thakur, Rup Sanatan. So they followed certain social norms. There is also a tendency that either you become too ritualistic and too rigid in the social norms, or other side is that you take everything so lightly. Holy name is there. So, you know, everything is so light, you don't care for this. So that balance, how do we strike? These are two questions.
As far as the first one is concerned about the grihasthas, means, I remember in my childhood, you know, there was a system, means, every day I have been forced to sit. You know, my mother, sister and everybody used to come. There used to be Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. We may not be exactly chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but Holy name means, you know, I not seen in this northern part of India, but in south there is, you know, every house they light a lamp in the early morning and in the evening, and everybody comes together and do the kirtan. Means you know, even if you walk on the street, you can hear that. But somehow that, because the TV came, the serials become the serious things, you know, and they also position in such a way that 7 o'clock is the best serials are available and people are hooked up to that, means somewhere. So it's not necessary, even in home also everybody can come together and do the kirtans, means. Only thing is we have to prioritize it. That is the thing, means. Like, so whenever even we meet, not only in the temple, means you can see that in the Guru Puja also, the attendance, if you see that, you are not taking benefit of it. You are coming from outside, you can see, I have to attend it. But when we get something facility, as I mentioned, we take it very lightly. That, so even at home also, we can practice it. That's what I was, you may know the difficulties in that, as you mentioned, there is so many social responsibilities and calling. But, you know, at least once in a week, if family members come together and do some kirtan, that will help us. Okay. And then whenever get a chance, going to the temple, you know, and attending the kirtans that way. And while, you know, I have seen many devotees, while cooking and everything, they put the kirtan, you know, even along with that, we are at least hearing and chanting. Because one thing, again to one brahmachari, means, you know, he was a singer, you know, one of our senior devotees was telling him, but he doesn't like to sing in the chorus, means. He only like to lead. As soon as his session is over, he used to go away. Then one of the senior devotees told him, at the end of life, we don't know you will be able to lead or not. You may be only able to do it in a chorus. Better practice now only. So many times we have that, because that is all coming from our baggage, you know, that. And as far as the other thing is considered, you know, how to balance the ritualistic things and everything, that, you know, taking proper guidance, you know, according to the time, place and circumstances, because we all feel that we are all qualified to take that call, means. And that's where the problem comes, means. But if you take the appropriate authorities, like, so here also we have so many constructions and everything is done. So certain things, wherever applicable, you know, we go by, like in Vrindavan temple inaugurations, you know, Prabhupada called the local brahmanas and everything for installation and the yagya and everything, but he told devotees, you keep chanting, you know. So, and he also, wherever applicable, he checked, okay, vastu is proper or not, and all those things, he has done it. But wherever not probable, like in a practical, whatever building he got, he started the temple. Like our Chopati temple itself, you know, is neither facing any direction straight, means. You know, we have a problem. Now we have a problem because in the night devotees are sleeping in the temple hall. Some people are very specific. They want to sleep, you know, east-west or something. You know, not in a diagonal shape, you can see people are sleeping, you know, use temple upon. Some people are sleeping the other way around. All these things are there. But that only a powerful personality who can, you know, take. Whatever is the reactions comes back, he should be able to digest that. But for a normal person like us, we may not be able to step over our limitations. In one of the class, Radhikavalapuru recently was telling that, you know, the one of the functions of intelligence is to know, means vidyabja vidyamcha. We have to understand it. And the second and most important is know our limitations. How much we can transgress the rules. Drishtva vidikram, dharme vidikime drishtva, isharanam ja sahasam, tejiyasam na doshaya, vanne sarva bhujo yata. Means after that Rasabhanjathyaya, Shukadeva Goswami answers Parishit Maharaj's question, means. When a powerful person transgresses something, it is not for you. Na yata samachare jadu, manasahi api acharet. Then, vinashchati acharat mauthyat yada rudrobdi rudro abdijam visham, means, you know, na etat samachare jatu, means don't try to even imitate that. The next verse he says that, you know, even manasabhi, not even in mind you feel that you can transgress something or some, you can imitate somebody, because many times our easiest way is anukaran, not anusaran. Anusaran takes lot of effort, So what will be the result? Vinaschati, acharan maudhya, that foolish person will be doomed. It will be like, you know, you are trying to imitate Lord Shiva trying to drink that abdijam vishram. Means like. So this ritualistic aspect is also is needed. You know, it's based on our Shraddha. Then we should not complain, you know, our holy name will do everything. Do you have the faith for that? And we many times we discuss, if you get some headache and everything, you forget the holy name, everything is gone. You take sleep or take tablet and everything, you go to so many doctors and everything. So similarly, everything has its, like even you are saying, the rituals, the yagyas, sacrifice, everything has its place. So it depends on what is our level of understanding. Accordingly, we can perform it. Means, and otherwise, you should not later on complain that, you know, holy name, I am taking holy name, but then I am not able to see it. Holy name is guaranteeing only your spiritual solutions. Spiritually, it protects you. But as far as the material things are concerned, material laws are governing you. You know, whatever is need to be done, you have to do it. But that doesn't mean that you are just stuck up there only. Don't try to connect between the two, like, you know. That is also part of Shastra only. In one way, if you are becomes too much against, we can see that actually those who are learned, those who are advanced in devotional service, they never, you know, condemn any of those things. Means they may not do it, but they don't even condemn us. But in our immature state, we become very authoritative and, you know, we feel that, you know, holy name is everything. And then we condemn that again become a Shastra Ninda only. So we need a balance, and that has to be done under some authoritative people. Means take guidance from them what to do, because you don't get diverted from that. So that way we can protect ourselves. Is it answered? Any other comments? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for very nicely speaking about Desha Kala Patra and glories of holy name. So many times when we take Krishna consciousness, we hear that holy name is everything, but then we tend to give up some of the important rituals to be done. So I had a particular question, like, especially when we join the temple and we are trying to do full-time service. So initially, when a person is staying outside, if somebody dies or somebody is born, you know, he doesn't go to temple for a few days. But then a person who is staying in the temple, he has to continue with his services. So in that circumstances, what is the role of the Shastras? Because then we might have a desire to serve, but then that if that creates an offense, or how, what is the understanding in this?
See, all those things, now we are following actually what Prabhupada has told us to practice. Means there is, like, you know, he told, if you start practicing all the rules and regulations, you will never come out of the bathroom only after taking bath. Means what about you are dying or something, you are mourning, you are going for doing the deity worship, you know, how can you, like, I am giving the example for the Brahmachari Ashram, you know, means our bathrooms is a dormitory type of things. You may be taking bath in the far end, and you are, while coming away, anyway you are getting contaminated only, isn't it? You are passing through what? And your clothes lines are arranged in such a way, you know, and some people are putting the dirty clothes there. All those things are getting contaminated. But we have the spirit, you know, on the order of the Guru, we are performing that. And our actually, if you see that Brahmachari Ashram or the ashram we are following, means many things are in a city type of model, we have developed it. So it has its own pros and cons are there. So whatever we've been told to us, we will do it. You know? And there is technical reasoning for that also. You know, that is maybe beyond the scope of the class, and we can discuss it privately also. Why, if there is a death, because basically the intention is, when you are too much of extreme emotions, you should not go in front of the Lord. Means that is the reasons. Means, and even if there is no birth or death, and even still you are on the extreme, it affects actually. But even if there is no remorse or anything, you know, while it is there, you can still practice it. You know? See, it is all based on our personal conviction and what stand we have to take. Means, you know, we only do half the things many times. Whatever suits us, we take it. That is the problem. You told we came here for doing what? Temple services. That's the initial. For some time we follow that. That time protection is guaranteed. And later on, we our personal things start coming in. That then it start deviating. That we don't see that part. You know. But if you are stick to that, you can see that, like, you know, Prabhupada disciples, even after 40, 50 years, they are still going strong on their devotional service and their bhajan. So that shows the effect of holy name and the devotion process of devotional service. One good thing is they have the unflinching faith in the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. And they take it very seriously. Whereas we take it for many times conveniently, okay, whatever suits us we take, then the problem comes. If you take us a whole, cement, holy name and the spiritual, what we are offering is spiritual prosperity is guaranteed, which may not be at this stage is tangible from your material senses. Do we have the faith? Then we can proceed. Otherwise, if you need that, like, you know, even the materials prosperity also balances it, and you want to see that comforts and thing, then we have to rethink what, where we are in that way. So don't connect both means. So process works. We have seen there are some examples we can see, senior Prabhupada disciples. You know, what is their circumstances they are practicing devotional service. For us, that in that way it is very comfortable for us here means. So of course we have to follow whatever is, you know, there was one devotee who came for backup without even, you know, time was short, so without even taking brushing, he just put water and then he came for doing the backup. We have to tell him, no, it is not the right way. We cannot tell, you know, Om Apavitro Pavitrava Sarva Vastam Gato Piva means. Is, will it works? So one, in somewhere I read means, and it says, we follow the previous acharyas. That was answer given to that means. It is some, in someone of the literature I read it. You know, is it that we can take Om Mantrasnan is the final one? No. Our acharya has shown, wherever possible, we follow the maximum extent, we will follow it. We take bath. But when you are sick, you cannot move from your bed and everything, that time that Mantrasnan will do for you. That doesn't mean that, you know, we are fit and full enough, you to go for deity worship. You just get up and Govinda, Govinda means you go into the, run into the deity room. You cannot do that means. That will be offensive from our side. So there is lot of to do with our intentions and our consciousness, which others may not be able to see it. That's why I told you, we cannot imitate anyone else. Somebody may have a genuine devotion in a heart. Yes, you know, externally some limitations may be there. You know, Krishna excuses that, but we see only that, you know, whatever he discounted part only, we see that. That's where the problem comes. Is it okay? Anything, Prabhuji, you want to try it? Okay. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.